जय जय राधे, जय जय श्याम, जय जय श्री वृंदावन धाम। जय जय राधे, जय जय श्याम, जय जय श्री वृंदावन धाम। जय जय राधे, जय जय श्याम, जय जय श्री वृंदावन धाम। श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर भगवान की, श्री श्री राधा कुशल बिहारी जी महाराज की, दानगढ़ धाम की। अभी हम दानगढ़ पर आए हैं। वी हैव कम टू द सेकेंड माउंटेन पीक, द सेकेंड हेड ऑफ ब्रह्मा, दैट इज कॉल्ड दानगढ़। सो ब्रीफ स्टोरी, आई ऑलवेज बिलीव दैट वी शुड नो द स्टोरी फर्स्ट एंड देन हैव दर्शन, सो यू विल बी एबल टू अप्रिशिएट इट मच बेटर देन otherwise. So there was a king of Rajasthan, Jaipur, Bharatpur actually, whose name is Madhav Rao Singh. He was one of the very powerful kings, great devotee of the Lord. So it was about 400 years before today, and he thought that the main temple of Radharani is very dilapidated, old and, you know, worn out. So I will build another temple for Radharani. So he chose this particular mountain, and you can imagine, you can just look around while I am speaking. So much of carving is there, so much of stone is there. You are just seeing only one angle. There is temple on that side also, temple behind also, temple on the floors also. There is first floor also, there is gallery also, there is also terrace there, and everything is carved in stone, and hardly any maintenance is going on here. But after 400 years also, you can see the temple as if made of late. It looks like just lately made, maybe 1 or 2 years, 5 year old. So this is the way the temple is built, with so much of devotion, so much of art, so much of time, so much of money, so much of desire. And finally, after a long time, I can't imagine, in those days, there were no steps to come on Sriji Mandir. These steps which you have climbed today, they are built in front of our eyes. That means I have come only 30 years back here. Only of late, the steps are built here. There were no steps. Even when we came for the first time, there were no steps. We were climbing the rocks, very tough. Then the steps were made. We have seen the making of the steps also. That means when the temple was made, there were no steps. How they must have brought the rock on top? How they must have carved it over here? How they must have made temple? We can just go on guessing only. Very difficult. So much of effort and so much of energy. And one day the temple gets over, ready. Okay? And tomorrow, the deity of Radharani from main temple there is going to be brought over here, because it is made for them only, Radharani. So it's everything ready, and tomorrow is the transfer day. And today the king sleeps so happy. At last everything is ready, and everything is ready for receiving her here and serving her here. All things are made, kitchen is made, stores are made, dresses are made, everything is made. And that night when the king sleeps, he gets a dream, and Radharani comes in dream and tells him, I cannot come here. He said, why? Please come. This temple is meant for you. So she says, that is my eternal home. It's my father's home. Traditionally, my father stayed there. So I will never leave that place where my father lived and raised me as a child. So the king, you can imagine his situation. Tell me, if you were in the position of the king, if you are the king, what would you tell Radharani when she tells you this, I am not going to come? What would you say? Anyone can represent. What would you say? Imagine yourself to be the king. You will request, what you will request? Please come. But she is saying, I am not coming. For sure I am not coming. Fixed. Then what you will say? Then you will cry. But she is not going to, she is not going to come. Then what will you say? Huh? But she is fixed. If I was the one in the king's place, I would tell Radharani, why you did not tell me earlier? It's not simple. I would have not made the temple only. Instead of coming in the dream today, you could have come in the day when I planned the temple. This is our thinking, selfish thinking. But you know what the king thought? He said the temple was built for her pleasure. Everything was done thinking to please her. And the temple is built. But if her pleasure is in staying in her own palace, then my pleasure is also her pleasure. He did not argue with her. Why you did this? Why didn't you come in the dream before? I could have saved my time, energy, so much time wastage. I could have done some other good things for you. That is what we have to learn from this place. Whatever you do in life, finally we do and we should be doing everything in life to please Radha and Krishna. Even if her pleasure is in exactly opposite thing what you think your pleasure is, still finally you should surrender to the will of Radharani and accept her pleasure as your pleasure. There's one saying in Bible which says like this, Thy will be done, my Lord. What is the meaning of that? Always let your will be fulfilled, not my will. And let my will be your will. I want to synchronize my will with your will. Not that you synchronize your will with my will and fulfill my will. What we learned here, when you see every corner of the temple, with so much of effort, still the king said, whatever your pleasure, my mistress, I accept. And he cancelled, he had no regrets. He said, if you're happy there, I'm happy. And he put another deity over here. That is Radha Kushal Bihari, which you will see there. Very inspiring temple. You may come and see the beauty and say, wow, wow, wow. You may say all these things. But unless you hear this story, you will not be able to capture the mood behind this temple. Wherever we go, we don't go for sightseeing. And we don't go for entertainment to hear stories and entertain ourselves. Wherever we go in holy place, we try to capture the bhav, especially of the devotees of the Lord, who have created something, manifested something in the holy place, and given us some message, and that message we should capture. What is the message? Please write down who are writing. Always be happy in the desire and will of the Lord. And even if your will is sometimes different than Lord's will, coincide and synchronize your will with the Lord's will. And if your mind is like this, you will be always blissful. And more than blissful, you will always receive the mercy of Radharani. Jai Jai Sri Radhe Shyam.